We have David Lott joining us in the studio from the University of Nebraska Extension Office here in North Platte. David, good to see you back in the studio.
Good morning. How are you all?
Good.
Good. How are you?
How are you?
Doing good. Enjoying the warm weather. So
absolutely.
If you haven't put away your tools and haven't drained your sprinkler systems out or winterized your lawn mowers, now's the time to do it before the cold blast comes. So
yep. Time to winterize.
Winterize. Get everything put away.
How did your garden look this summer, David?
Actually, it was a pretty productive garden, along with so many other people that started to garden for the first time with the pandemic. So people were really excited. We saw plants fly off the shelves everywhere in the region. Seeds became kind of a scarcity this year, and so that's good. We're glad to see people out gardening more so than they had in the past. And we had a good garden at my house. And that also went along with the canning shortages, where the canning lids and the jars were of short supply. So it's just good to get back to nature and connected back with the plant world. I think people have realized how important that is.
And there was an unofficial shortage of tomato cages this year, too, which ties in directly with everything. But
tomatoes are the number one vegetable crop in the United States to raise. So
really?
Anyone,
I did not know that.
If anyone's going to garden, especially our beginning gardeners, they will plant tomatoes.
And would you recommend for those junior gardeners to start with tomatoes then?
It's one of the easier ones to raise. And, of course, people are thinking about salsa or fresh. So tomatoes and peppers are extremely popular. They're in the same plant family. So that works out really good. And you know, getting people started, hopefully have some success, and then help them along through. So we had lots of questions related to vegetable gardening, which is my background in the world of horticulture. So that really works out really handy. So, I really enjoy that. I grew up doing this as a kid with my parents and ended up becoming a career. So who knew? All those years later.
Must be a man that loves his garden. That's what it's.
I really do, and people realized it's a matter where it's something that you truly enjoy to be out. It's a stress reliever. There's research that connects us to lower blood pressures, lower stress levels, earlier healing times when people are in a hospital or rehab.
Really?
So there's actually documented statistical proof of that impact of being connected to plants. So
there's definite benefits.
And there's a satisfaction in watching stuff grow that you planted and tended. And
that's right.
And, I used to do a little farming, and I always thought, I'm kind of a partner with the higher powers here. And it was exalting. I mean, it felt great. So.
And always remember, you're never in charge.
That's true. That's true. Mother
Nature. Yeah, I don't know if you could call it a partnership.
Mother. Well, you get in business together.
Yeah, you can get in business together. This is
you
true.
Do work together, and you do work with Mother Nature, because Mother Nature dictates a lot of things.
Dictatorship in some ways.
In some ways, yes. And when you're out on the plains like we are out here, anything is possible, and if you don't like the weather, wait 15 minutes and it'll change. So.
And we're experiencing that here in the fall already.
Yes, we definitely are. So,
but you were able to cope despite some shortages of materials and et cetera during the COVID crisis, right?
We did. We did. People reached out. We had lots of messages on email, phone calls, text messages, Facebook, social media. People connected with each other. I actually got a text message that said, hey, there's canning lids at Ace Hardware.
Oh.
And so I beelined it down there to go get canning lids at one time. So I
were they still there when you got there?
Yes, they were.
Okay, good.
I got canning lids and rings so I could do tomatoes at that point. So, people really did reach out. And with the pandemic, we were off the grounds at the extension office for a while. And then once we were able to return, we could only be at half staff. So
that's right.
We'd work at home and then rotate in and out. So it really, the volume of calls actually went up further. It's always a lot of activity to begin with, but it really mushroomed for us. So we do a lot of texting, a lot of emails. People would call and, we'll get through this just like everything else that hits us, and getting people excited about these topics. So if you ask Brenda Oftenkamp at the Extension office, the number of people canning and the number of beginning canners went through the roof as well, so it's really good. You also have to really be safe about that because you do not want to give yourself botulism.
Yeah.
An accident.
Right.
So.
Now, David, tell us about this 2021 online horticulture class that you'll be teaching.
We have a lineup of classes from January through April on Tuesday evenings that we offer. They will be offered online, and they are covering a wide variety of topics that we would teach at Master Gardener Training. And so I opened it up for the public. So if you call the Extension office, we can give you the entire schedule. You can look at it, and if you choose to sign up, it's $20 for 19 classes, so it's a very reasonable setup. We'll give you the passcode to watch online, and we'll send out the recordings after each class is done. But we have a wide variety of topics that we're talking about, such as soils, horticulture insects, plant diseases, landscape maintenance. These are all things that are part of the core for Master Gardener Training. As well, but we also talk about the beneficial insects and what plants attract the beneficial insects. We're starting to understand that that not everything should just be napalmed with 7 insecticide, learning how to manage the landscape a little bit better, taking care of the lawns, taking care of our trees. This is also a time, for instance, we're in the fall, it's warm, we should be deep watering our trees.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Going into winter, very important because they've been stressed because it's been dry. And it's more than just turning on your sprinkler system. We need to let that sit and soak. So a long sprinkler, just letting it sit for a couple hours, and if you can shove a screwdriver into the ground 12 inches into moist soil, you know, or you have watered deep around the base of a tree. So that's really important in that canopy area under the tree to water that whole ring really deep, and that'll help take some of the stress and some of the winter dieback off. So that's a really timely thing right
good
now.
Good advice. Yeah.
And this should be done with all trees then?
It should really, especially fruit trees, because fruit trees demand our moisture, the amount of moisture they have going into the next growing season will help dictate the fruit crop. So it's called water fallowing. So the amount of water that's available in the savings account and the root system dictates what kind of fruit crop you'll have in the next year, or is a factor, major factor. Uh-huh. So.
Interesting.
But the classes are online. You don't have to be there on Tuesday evening, but you can get the recording if nothing else. So if you want to watch at 2:00 in the morning in your PJs, you can do that.
The beauty of 2020.
It's the beauty of 2020. So classes will be at 7 p.m. Central, 6 Mountain. And
last about an hour.
Last about an hour or so, because I don't want classes to be any longer than they need to be. Let's get you the information and show you the resources and be done. As the old adage goes, the brain can only absorb what the rear end can take. So it's really important to teach and
that's
not...
That's an academic adage if I ever heard one.
Well, we're going to really find this out with the pandemic, because we want people to learn, and people want to learn, but they don't want to be sitting in front of a screen forever.
Right. Yes.
So we want to keep it fresh and interesting and move on. So that'll be good.
So once a week from January, it looks like January 19th, we're starting until April 27th, so basically the end of April.
Mm-hmm. And by that time, everyone will really be wanting to be outside.
Yep.
And then we have a summer break, and then we have 4 more lessons in October.
Awesome. And if folks want to register to take this class, how can they do so, David?
Just stop by the Extension office or call the Extension office at 532-2683, and we can send you the schedule, and you can look at it and see if that's something that you're interested in doing. You can. The charge is $20, because that does help us recoup our materials. So there will be handouts available at the Extension office. If you don't have the ability to print, we have those so you can pick them up or you can download them. So we're trying to make it as user-friendly as possible.
Sure. Well, David, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks for coming into the studio, and we'll look forward to seeing you down the line.
Thank you.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick news break on KODY.